Okay, we're back here on Homecoming at the Marble Athletic Field, and I have Pucci Squared in our halftime show. Hunter and Cole Pucci, how you doing, Hunter?
Good. I'm doing good.
How about you, Cole?
I'm doing fine.
All right, well, Hunter, let's start with you, being the old guy on the team. You know, how have you gotten through this season so far? It's kind of been up and down.
We've just been grinding every day, been going hard at practice, pretty much about it.
How about for you last week, Escanaba? I mean, they literally tried to double-team you constantly, and it didn't really work. How do you fight through double teams, man?
You just got to be strong in front.
Yeah? Is it anything in your footwork? Or?
No, just, I don't know, just got to be strong.
Yeah, so who's stronger, you or Cole?
I don't know, me.
What do you think, Cole?
Me, it's for sure me.
Let me ask you, Cole, it was really rough. It was a Wednesday afternoon, you're headed to practice, and all of a sudden you're told you've been contact traced. What kind of goes through your mind at that point where you're not sick or anything, but now you can't even play a game?
Yeah, I thought my mom called me. She told me about that. I thought she was just messing with me. I didn't think she was serious, but then everybody told me that I was, so I kind of sad.
Yeah, so, I mean, how'd you get your head back in it after that? That's hard to, you know, you worked so hard, you know, to get out there and you couldn't be there and it wasn't even like you were injured or anything.
Right. I don't know. I just showed up to the practices when I could get off quarantine and I just did my best.
And it worked out pretty good last week against Escanaba, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hunter, what did it mean to you to beat Escanaba, especially on their field?
It was great. You know, it's been like 15 years since we beat them, so just felt amazing to go out there and beat them.
When you were running across the field to the student section, what was kind of going through your mind, man? That was funny.
Excitement, you know. Just really proud.
Yeah, and you did your own fireworks. They did fireworks at halftime. You guys had your own, right?
Yeah.
Now, I remember last year in the Sioux, you two combined on a scoop and score. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
What do you think, Cole? Would Hunter have made it all the way if you had scooped or he had scooped it after you caused a fumble?
Yeah, I think he would have.
You think he would have?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would tackle him.
Well, what do you think, Hunter? Would you have made it?
I don't know. There's quite a few fast kids on that team.
Well, okay, how about tonight? What are you hoping to accomplish against Marquette? You know what they can bring. You guys have watched film. What do you guys have to do?
I just have to say positive. Go out there, play our best. Play best up front, and our defense has to play good too.
Well, your defense has done good. Cole, what do you think about tonight against Marquette, what you guys have to accomplish?
We just got to be strong on our defense, and now that Cam's gone, we have to stay focused on offense more.
Can we just line Putch up as a eligible receiver and let him go and have, you know, Nate throw a couple passes to him?
He can't catch.
Is that right?
No, I can catch.
No?
No.
Putch, last question, next to last question, what does it mean to you to be able to play with your brother? Not everybody gets to do that at the varsity level.
Yeah, it means a lot. He's a great player. You know, I was hoping you'd be able to play with me, and you got that opportunity, so it's a great feeling to have him playing with us. So,
Cole?
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yep.
And you guys talk football at home, or do you just not even talk about football?
Sometimes.
Okay, Hunter, last question. What's your plans after high school, man?
Well, maybe go play college football.
Maybe?
Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah, that's pretty much about it.
And how about you, Cole? You still have another year, but...
Yes, I do want to play college football, but I'm not sure yet.
All right, well, we're going to let you guys give your shout-outs. Hunter, say hi to whoever you like to listening.
My family and friends.
All right. That's pretty quick. How about you, Cole?
My mom, my dad, my grandpa, my grandma, my uncle, my aunt, and my girlfriend.
All right, well, what's that?
And her parents.
Okay, who's your girlfriend?
Charlotte Hansen.
Okay, and her parents you think are listening?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out later, okay?
Yep.
Cole, good job, and Hunter, good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll come back with more here at the Marble Athletic Field after these words live from Gladstone. This is Braves football.